Welcome back to the programme. Now, I did mention that we're going to be going to Northern Ireland for the next part of the programme. And it was my colleague who collaborates with me, our Spanish-Irish cultural advisor, Antonio Sierra, that sent me some information on Woolworks. Now, Woolworks is an initiative through Craft NI, Craft Northern Ireland, and they have this particular event just starting. It's an exhibition of contemporary textile design. County Down textile expert, Professor Jane McCann, is behind the initiative, the innovative exhibition, and she's bringing together Welsh, Finnish, and Northern Irish textile artists who've been working together for about 21 years now, since back around 2001. I'm glad to say that she, Professor McCann, joins me on the line via Zoom, but also the marketing and communications person from Craft NI, that's Andrea McManus, joins us as well. Firstly, to you, Professor McCann, you're very welcome to the programme. I know I should call you Jane, and I will. You're welcome to the programme, Jane. Nice of you to take the time to talk to us. How are you today?
I'm very pleased to have your interest in what we're doing.
Lovely. All righty. And Andrea, good to talk to you, and thank you for arranging this as well.
It's a pleasure. I hope it will be interesting to your listeners.
I'm sure it will. I'm going to start, if I may, with you, Andrea, because before we talk to Jane about the Woolworks or about Woolworks, let me get a kind of a handle on Craft Northern Ireland. Or is it Craft NI or do you call it Craft Northern Ireland? And tell us what you do.
I suppose you can say it both ways. Craft Northern Ireland, we are a non-profit organization here based in Belfast, and our aim is basically to support contemporary Northern Irish craft.
Okay.
As such, we support makers, designer makers across Northern Ireland. We promote their work. We run a series of workshops and programs for them as well. For those of you who know Belfast, we have a small retail gallery in just in the Cathedral Quarter in Belfast City Centre, and this is where we organise exhibitions throughout the year. We have a varied exhibition programme, I would say probably about 8 to 10 exhibitions a year.
Okay.
And this summer we're delighted to have Jane here with the Woolworks exhibition. Like you said, you gave us a nice introduction before. It's an exhibition of contemporary textile design, but I probably will let Jane tell you a little bit more about that in detail.
Okay. How many of you are working as part of Craft NI? Is it a big organization or is it nice and tidy?
Nice and tidy. We are quite small, probably 4 to 5 people, a small team, but we're very passionate about what we do, and I hope it shows. We have, for those of you who actually are not in Belfast at the minute, you can find us online. We have a very good website, www.craftni.org. And on there, you can find our gallery's website as well. So you can shop online. And there is also an exhibition portal, which allows you to see our current exhibition live. Well, not live, I shouldn't say live, but it basically will see photos of the work, descriptions of the work, and a short biography of the makers as well.
Okay. And you work with artists. Can I call them artists? Because I presume they are artists. Yes.
Designer makers. We'll go with designer makers.
Okay, designer makers. You work with them from all over the island of Ireland and probably farther beyond as well. So is it an interesting situation to find yourself in working with these people?
It's very interesting, very varied, and very rewarding. Now, we do work with designer makers from Northern Ireland. It's beautiful. It's rewarding. Like I said, we work, we come across a lot of different disciplines like jewelry and ceramics and textiles. And there's so much really, like right. All the details are on our website, but it's great to see the amount of effort and work. And I suppose just the beautiful work that's being created.
Okay. Let's talk to Professor McCann. You're behind this initiative. And will you tell me, please, how you brought this together?
Well, I'm part of a group called MAP, which is Makers and Practitioners. And this group were initially academics, like many practicing designers have to have another job in order to support themselves. And over years of helping students, it seemed that we really needed a support network to support each other and to celebrate our own work.
Right.
I met the group in Wales prior to so-called retiring back to Northern Ireland.
Okay.
But also in those years, I had close collaboration with Finland through exchanges, projects, you know, collaborative projects, etc. So the group is that are showing at the moment are the core of the MAP group, 10 of them, plus invited makers from here, Cecilia Stevens, a weaver, and Mario Sierra of Mourn Textiles. And within the MAP group, we've got myself from here, Sia Pomeska from Finland, and we together have worked jointly on our part of the exhibition. And overall, the exhibition brings together felt making, natural dyeing, weaving, illustration, embroidery, knit. So a gamut of textile disciplines, and the themes are all to do with wool for this particular exhibition. This is because wool is very undervalued these days. It's almost not worth farmers shearing their sheep.
Okay.
The price of wool is so low. So it really, this exhibition aims to really celebrate wool and the resurgence of an interest in natural fibres altogether after, you know, I think 60% of what the population wear is polyester, and it's really good to bring people's attention back to natural fibres and in particular wool.
Okay. I note that the start of this, or the launch of this particular exhibition, was last Thursday, which was the 7th of July. And you were the person that did the introduction to it. And what did you tell people who were gathered there about this?
Well, as I've just said, the value of working in collaboration with others, you know, it's not, you don't just talk about your design work, your making. You, especially during COVID, we were a real good support work for each other with Zooms every Thursday morning.
Okay.
So, so that's really, you know, for me, that's important, not just to sit on one's own, you know, but to sort of share ideas with others and to come up with things that you wouldn't have thought of alone.
Okay. Give us an example of what, you know, some of the things that we can see at the exhibition.
Well, because I'm based here, living on a beach with islands opposite County Down, but loving Northern Ireland as a whole and Ulster as a whole, Donegal, my work celebrates sort of textures, colours, and references from traditional folk, whether costume or textiles, mm-hmm. like the workwear of the Aran Islanders, for example.
Okay.
And so working with Sia Pomeska from Finland, she's visited Northern Ireland on many occasions, and I've been to Finland repeatedly. So we've merged knitting yarns from Donegal yarns, wool from Welsh weavers, wool from Donegal tweed makers, and basically materials from Finland, Ireland, and Wales. And then we've embellished those materials. I, for example, have embroidered a Sami tribe motifs from Lapland onto an Irish wool based little jacket. Wow. And the synergies between Bornean cream natural wool from Donegal and the cream natural wool that the Laplanders and Sami tribe and just a Finnish traditional costume. You know, there's the synergy there, and the patterns and decoration, you know, sort of merge quite well in garments that are also influenced from some of the shapes of traditional costume, but given a modern twist.
You've got some workshops throughout the exhibition as well. And I know that there was one last Thursday, and there are more coming up as well that I think, if I'm not mistaken, they will be, are they being broadcast live?
No, we've got some in the gallery here, okay, and others like Natural Dyeing that are too messy to have in the gallery here. Right. So that will be By the Sea and Dunhuddie. But no, they're not broadcast. I mean, it'd be rather interesting if they could be, but we haven't got
a new idea. We're not quite there yet. We might do. We have a textile talk and brunch on July 30th. And Jane, what we might try to do here in the gallery is do a Facebook Live. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if listeners would be interested in that, but if they are, they could try and could follow Craft and I Gallery on Facebook. We are going to try to do that, just to give us a bit of hope.
Oh, good. Okay, that's ideal. I want to just talk about the textile business in general. Where is it in 2022? Is it thriving? Is it surviving? Is it strong? Is it weak? How exactly is it, Jane?
It depends what sector you look at. Okay. But textile as a whole and the skills that produce them moved off to the Far East, probably in the 70s and 80s. And there's now a resurgence in people talking about bringing textiles home, or, you know, bringing skills back, which may be possible through partly using automation, but robots and such can't pick up floppy textiles. So there is a dilemma with fast fashion. 60% of what we wear ends in landfill, etc. So it's really important to have exhibitions like this to show the wider public what can be done that's innovative and lasting, you know, and inclusive, hopefully, because transient fashion is what the public have become used to with the cheap prices. You know, people don't really know the true cost of textiles anymore. Of course. So any opportunity to show beautifully crafted, considered, non-transient ideas is very welcome. And also the importance of bringing back skills and sharing those skills, like Nina from Finland is going to give a talk about the importance of craft in Finland, which is recognised by the government, where you bring together different age groups, people with different abilities, you know, people that might be challenged in many ways. Textiles and hands-on work can give people real satisfaction. So the clothing industry and textile industry has become huge, and you know, it's how to bring people back to less is more. How we bring them back to having fewer things, but things that they will keep for much longer, and things that will become old friends.
I introduced you at the start by saying that you were a County Down textile expert. You're a modest woman, I know, because that's how you've come across. And does the word expert sit nicely with you? And my real question was, how does one become a textile expert?
Right. I think it's different for different people, but it comes from being here. As at my first training was Belfast College of Art, when we did City and Guilds alongside Belfast Diploma. So we learned how to make and cut, and I had an aptitude for that anyway. I'm much better hands-on than doing funky drawings. But when I got to the Royal College of Art later, that was late 60s, and it was a really innovative time to be in London. Yeah. After that, I worked in Paris for 2 years, but eventually in academia, a new dean said, what could we be known for in the world? And given that I came from a beach in Ireland and this outdoor sort of community, I said, functional sportswear. And so I really went off into technical textiles, smart textiles, and crossed barriers between design with the science of textiles or the cutting for extreme movement, garments that you can climb a mountain or travel the world in. And so my expertise, what I got the professorship for, was breaking down barriers between what you might call traditional fashion, where people really get a taxi if it rains, and actually being able to make garments that could save your life or just enable you to, travel the world or whatever.
Right.
And back here, somebody said to me, well, what about linen initially? And I thought, oh, that'd be nice. And then I found in my exploration that linen, flax fiber, could be furniture, it could be musical instruments, it could be boats. And so I just need to be hit around the head with a rolled up newspaper and told when to stop. You know, I just love finding out alternative uses for textiles because textiles are taken for granted. And especially here, people say, oh, I don't know about linen because it creases. Well, linen is a really, really sustainable textile fiber. And wool has been neglected. So I'm basically working my way through natural fibres. And I've also done a project with people that are restarting cultivation of linen. But we've also done a nettle project because nettle fibre is an ancient fibre. And, you know, that was known in Ireland. So in this phase of my life, I'm looking at natural fibres, but the expertise came primarily from design for technical textiles that had to look good. Because years ago, technical clothing was probably navy blue or bottle green, whereas, for ski, for snowboard, for all of those sports that crossed over with street, you know, people don't wear traditional clothing in the street anymore. They wear functional clothing. So that's where the professorship came from.
It is absolutely fascinating. And where did your love of textiles come from? Was it just from being in art college, or was that the reason you went to art college, was to explore more on the textile world?
My next door neighbours when I was little in Donaghadee were the mayor's girls, and their father in Newtownards wove tweed sold in Liberties in London, sold to Aquascutum. So there was a fantastic weaving shed in Newtownards, and we used to go and play amongst the bales of tweed, which are most beautiful colours. And, when he died, the only vestiges of that are his loom is in the Ulster Folk Museum. But it was that, and going to Donegal on holiday, going across Ireland. I mean, we've got such a good cross-border story about textiles to do with colour and texture. You know, the sort of perception of Irish textiles, I believe, is colour and texture, whereas, we've got a really good history here of wool, linen, and, it's good to try and retrieve that and build on it before it totally dies.
Do you think that's likely, that it will just die over the next number of years or decades?
Well, I led a Linen Biennale conference here in 2018 that when we looked at the past, present and future of linen. And I looked at the past, only people that were still extant. For example, Mario Sierra of Morn Textiles and his mum, Karen Haidi, are still producing the wonderful textiles, very much like Gert Haidi produced in the 50s that won accolades in the Milan Triennale. And those textiles still look modern. In the west of Ireland, we've got weavers that are still going. We just hope that there's young ones coming through. But I think people are hopefully now catching on that there's value in trying to keep those skills. But, you know, I suppose I'm hopeful, but it needs showcases like the one we've got here at Craft NI to perpetuate that.
Okay. The exhibition runs until the 5th of August, so there will be plenty of activity, no doubt, between now and then.
Yes.
Mm. Lovely. All righty. Well, listen.
Shops. We've got a bit of a lull for the 12th of July at the moment, but
of course,
after that, there will be events.
Great. Yeah. All right. And just get people to keep an eye on your website, which is craftni.org. And when you are done with this, Jane, have you another project lined up somewhere else, or are you taking a little break?
It's actually overlapping with this. We've got reflections at the Georgian Gallery in Newtownard starting on the 28th of this month.
Right.
Featuring in Creative Peninsula. And there we'll be looking more at linen and not so much at wool, but linen. So will run through to the August bank holiday. So, yes, as I said, I need to be told when to stop, really.
It's not a bad complaint. It's a lovely complaint. Listen, ladies, I'm going to leave it there. I thank you very much indeed for talking to me, to Professor Jane McCann. Thank you very much. It's been fascinating listening to you talk about it. And also to Andrea McManus from the Marketing and Communications Department of Craft NI. And that website, again, is craftni.org if you would like to have a look at it. And I'm looking at it at the moment, and it's absolutely lovely. Ladies, thanks a million to both of you.
We will.
That's really good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.